Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Many times in this show, we try to prove to you that social media is just a minefield of all kinds of domestic distress. And here we go again with another example. You know, Facebook can really get in the way, especially if you're trying to run your marriage and run another one on the side as well. And you don't want the two to ever kind of meet. So here we go. Wife discovers husband has a second wife because of a Facebook post. Hello. A cheating husband was busted after his wife found a video of him and his mistress on Facebook. You know, it's one thing to take a video of the second wife. It's another one to throw it up there in a semi-public forum. Britain's Andrew O'Clee, 36, married 39-year-old Michelle in 2008. This according to the Daily Mail. He began the affair with Philippa, 30, 3 years later, while he and his wife were trying to conceive a child. Wow. Maybe that's why she couldn't conceive. O'Clee told Michelle he'd seen a serious crime and had to be placed in the witness protection program. His ruse enabled him to disappear for long periods of time. Wow, that's a pretty good one. You know what? Good for you, Andrew. You know, when you have a side dish and you need to kind of figure out when am I going to get away to be able to go and visit the side dish, saying you're in the witness protection program and you have to be taken away for your own personal protection, that's a good idea. And it shows that Michelle is as dumb as a stump and quite gullible. Let's see. In 2012, this according to Michelle now, this is the wife, she told the Chichester Crown Court. In 2012, he told me he had a new job and work was involved in fraudulent issues. I was told he would have to be taken to a safe house with his colleagues for his and my own safety. I was told by him not to tell my family or friends. I became paranoid and constantly fearful for my own safety. You know, good for him. He must have been laying in bed at night thinking, how can I make this whole thing work? So he came up with this whole scheme, and she bought it hook, line, and sinker, at least in the beginning. But what O'Clee called his safe house was really the nearly $900,000 home he was sharing with Philippa in Chiddingfold, Surrey. It's all in England, folks. He then forged a decree absolute, stating he was divorced, so the court will allow him to get married then again in 2013. What kind of record-keeping do they have over there? If all of a sudden he can just sign this decree, oh, I'm not married, I'm divorced. Doesn't anybody record check? An illegal wedding was held featuring O'Clee's mother and brother, who was under the impression the groom was divorced from Michelle. I guess they never spoke to Michelle. Michelle, who still had no idea of her husband's real whereabouts during his absences, got pregnant with the couple's first child and went into labor 18 months after her husband started living at his quote-unquote safe house. O'Clee arrived at the hospital 5 hours later. Michelle recalled he cut the cord and left again. Wow. You know, that is terrible. Your first wife, really your only legal wife, is giving birth to your child. You watch this amazing, blessed event. And if, hey, dads, you know, that is an amazing thing to watch. I've been there. It blows your mind. You cut the cord and you run because you got a date with your other wife that night. Oh, he said the police were waiting outside to take him to safety. Look, honey, I love you so much. And I love our child so much. But if you want me to be around to provide for and see this child, I have to go now, right now. See ya. She claims O'Clee asked her to take a paternity test immediately afterward, adding insult to injury. Wow. The extravagant lie was uncovered in 2014 when Michelle saw her husband had been tagged in a video on Facebook. Here we go with the Facebook thing. It was O'Clee and Philippa taking the ice bucket challenge in a post captioned Uncle Andrew and Auntie Philippa. So the ice bucket challenge gave this guy up. I told you that thing was dumb back when it was going on. People just started doing it because I want to be on YouTube and Facebook as well. He had been nominated by his young nephew, and the video was originally posted by O'Clee's brother. Michelle then delved deeper into her husband's Facebook page to discover photos of the second wedding. Wow. How stupid is this man? How insular must he be? Okay, I have this marriage here and I can compartmentalize it so then this one will never get intermingled, never commingling. But it's social media. Doesn't he realize she's going to see it at some point? She reported the posts to police and O'Clee was arrested in August of last year. O'Clee pleaded guilty to one count of bigamy in court this past week. He will spend 8 months in the pokey. Philippa, who reportedly lives just a half hour away from Michelle, has vowed to stay married to O'Clee. Well, at least he's got a wife on his side when he gets out. He may not know which one, but at least one of them wants him. Wow, that's gall. How much of a stud must you think you are to think you can pull this off? Now, you're going to marry two women. Now, the idea is you're going to be married to your wife for a long time, for the rest of your life. That's the idea when you at least start things off. It doesn't really happen that often anymore, but still. And you think you're going to be able to carry this off with other family members. You live a half hour away. What if all of a sudden you're walking down the mall with wife number one and, uh-oh, there's wife number two out looking for a new pair of shoes? Wow, some people are just downright dumb. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Why are you so busy today? Research shows it's because we're horrible at predicting the future demands on our time.
So we say yes to requests for our time in the future because we think we'll miraculously be less busy then. When the future becomes the present, we're shocked that we've overcommitted ourselves again.
You can avoid this trap by asking two simple questions. First, if you had to do this tomorrow, would you still say yes? If bringing it closer to the present makes you hesitate, don't commit to it.
Second, what will you say no to in order to do it? Will you sleep less, spend less time with your family, skip your next vacation? Be realistic about what you can do.
And only do it if it moves you closer to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. An entire town for sale. Asking 250 large. There is a catch. Look for the listing under Fool and His or Her Money, our soon parted real estate. It is in South Dakota. Are you interested? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 6.1 Ghost Town Acres. Price slashed from $399,000 to $250,000. SWETT. Sweat. Part of a divorce settlement. 100 miles from Sturgis. Don't count on setting up a biker campground. Post office yanked the mailroom in 1945. Bar doesn't have a liquor license. New shiny town sign to replace the ones with bullet holes. New owners must love prairie dogs. Get IO on it.
I need a beer first.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.